once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely nation of the United States of America, where God has us going to and fro in the earth, accomplishing His purposes, His plans, and at this time also giving us a little bit of a space just to pray, to read, to encourage each other in the Word, and to catch up with you guys every now and then on the truth and that which God has put out there for us to share with you as we bless you in the things of God, as we bless you in the Word of God. You know, there is something inside of people's hearts that longs, well, I should say for those that are His, that longs for truth, that wants Him. There's, you know, there's something that's missing. When you've not walked with Him, when you've not been with Him, you know there's something missing in your soul. And a lot of people try to fill that place with all kinds of different things, but they never quite find what they're looking for. And so they just keep going from one distraction to the next, from one pleasure to the next, from one alcoholic haze to the next. And, you know, that's, some people never ever come to a knowledge of the truth. You know, some people never ever come to a saving state because they never turn themselves over to the Lordship of Christ Jesus. But for those that have turned themselves over to the Lordship of Christ Jesus, then the question comes, okay, how now do you live? How now do you engage in life while you are here? You know, I was talking with a dear sister in the Lord earlier, and, you know, we were discussing some things. And you know, you've got to look at the life of Jesus after He had received the Holy Spirit came, rested upon Him. God sent Him out into the wilderness. You know, He was tempted and tested by the enemy. And then when He came back in, spend some time and study what happened from the time that Jesus came back in. And for that 3.5 year ministry that He had prior to going to the cross. Because when they crucified Jesus, they crucified Him because He was messing up their thing. Okay, here. The vision that Nebuchadnezzar had when he was on his bed, and the one that Daniel told him the vision and made it plain unto him, that vision was of the statue with the head of gold, chest of silver, the body, there's the bronze, then there's the legs of iron, then there's the feet of iron and clay. So, but that whole thing was a representation of the Babylonian system. There's a spiritual, and then there's also that which is in the spiritual always comes into the natural. So, you know, just even as God would, by His Spirit, you know, everything started in the realm of spirit, came into the natural, and also with the enemy, and the enemy of our souls, the enemy seeks to bring that which is in the realm of spirit, of what he's about, into the natural. So you've got to know that that's part of what's going on around you. You've got to know and understand that. Because when you know and understand that, then you can see where things are coming from. Now, when Jesus came into the world, well, what did Jesus do? Well, He destroyed works of the devil. He destroyed the Babylonian system. Wherever He went, with whatever it was that He had the chance to encounter, whether it be in the words that He spoke, whether it be in the miracles that He did, and even the miracles, what were the miracles? Miracles were natural examples of the spiritual reality. Miracles were cases in point where God would use a natural example to show that what He was able to do in the realm of spirit. So what did Jesus do? Well, he would open the ears of somebody that couldn't hear before. So now somebody that couldn't hear before, the deaf, those that were spiritually deaf, that could not hear, now they could hear. They could hear the voice of God. Those whose eyes were blinded. So a natural example of a spirituality. Those whose eyes were blinded before. God opened their eyes. And they could see. So he would raise the dead. Those that were spiritually dead before would be raised to life. See, the miracles that Jesus did, the wow factor was not locked into that which happened in the natural, but they were representations of what he was able to do in the realm of the spirit, which is what everybody needed. People who were spiritually dead needed to be made alive. People that were spiritually blind needed to be able to see. People that were spiritually deaf needed to be able to hear the voice of God. And when he cast out the demons and set people free, he showed the authority that he had in every realm, in the natural and in the spiritual, to grant life and to set people free from the bondages and the snares and the things that were just destroying their soul. So in that process of what Jesus was doing there, what was he doing? Remember back to the vision of Daniel that Daniel interpreted for Nebuchadnezzar. What was he doing for him? What was he doing while he was here in the earth? He was that rock that came, that was cut out, that was without human hands, that came and smashed the idol. So then you jump forward to 1 John. Or not 1 John. Well, 1 John chapter 3 verse 8 is part of it too. For this reason Christ Jesus was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. So that's there as well. But you know, what are we moving towards? Well, Jesus was the Word. The Word made flesh. The Word that came and dwelt among us. That Word came and destroyed the works of the devil, destroyed the Babylonian system, destroyed that which was at enmity with God. And people that were under bondage, people that had been set under demonic oppression, God took them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. See, this is what God was doing with people. God was setting captives free. And you know, you got to ask yourself sometime, why are you still here? And why has God spared you? Why has God allowed you to continue to exist here on earth? Because if it was the case that this whole thing was just about us getting saved, well, then we should have just checked out right after we came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But God has us still here. In fact, I look back on my own life and there's plenty of times that I should not still be here in the first place, that my life should have been ended. But God spared me. God kept me alive. God sustained me. God found a way to make a way in the midst of attacks, in the midst of trials, in the midst of different things that could have taken place that would have cut my life short. God reached down and protected me, sent angels to lead me through something that would have otherwise finished me. So then you start saying, okay, well, why am I still here? You know, why has God spared me? Why has God kept me? And you need to answer that question. But you know, the answer to that question is going to be found in the ministry of Christ Jesus. Because what did Jesus say? He says, I only do what I see the Father doing. He said what he saw the Father speaking. So for us, your victory, your place, your fulfillment is not going to be found in you being a success in the world. Let me just clarify this part. It's not going to be found in you being a success in the world. And I can tell you that much because I've done it. For all intents and purposes, in just about every single possible place that the world could have said you could try this and be a success. And I've done it and then some. And I know for myself there is zero fulfillment in anything that the world has to offer, period. There's nothing there. They have nothing to give you, nothing to offer you, nothing to... It's empty. For the child of God, it's completely empty. For the child of God, you want the truth, and you will only find the fulfillment that God has for you in the you being one, hidden in Christ Jesus, but also too in being like Him. And what was His role while He was in the earth? See, this is an interesting thing. It's an interesting study. It's an interesting place to go. It's an interesting thing to be digging into, to be finding out. Because once, if you can see that, you then also begin to understand the reason and the purpose that God still has us here. God still has us here because we carry on that work which Christ Jesus started. We carry on that work which Christ Jesus initiated in coming into the earth. I mean, because it's the rock that smashed the idol and then grew and filled the whole earth. His kingdom has no end. Okay, we're back. So the question, there should be a question that we ask. And the part of that question is, what is the reason that we exist still in the earth? Why are we still here? How? And then out of that, that'll also affect a lot of how now do we live? How now do we conduct our affairs while we're in this life? How do we structure our time, put our priorities, invest the life that God's given us, the window that we have here? What should the things be that are important? Because if you don't have that question answered, if you don't understand that part for yourself, the end result is going to be that you will waste the redeemed life that God has given you. So God will have redeemed your life and you will have wasted it. You will have wasted it because you didn't understand that which He's redeemed you for while you're in the earth. See, God didn't save us just so that we can then turn around and now go and live for the world. No, in fact, in 1 John chapter 2, it says that friendship with the world is hatred of God. You know, so we're not to be, look, make no mistake about it. The world system is your enemy. The world system seeks to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. It's a very structured, very deliberate form of that against you. So, you know, unless you structure your life in such a way that you prioritize the things that God prioritizes. So basically you say, all right, the things that are important to God are the things that are important to you. The things that God places a priority on for your life are the things that you place priority on for your life as well, because you're one in Him. So God saved you for a reason and for a purpose, and you take that up and you live that out. Okay, Jesus, while He was in the earth, He destroyed the works of the devil whenever they came across His path. Now, here's the thing. The power had been given to Him to do that because the Holy Spirit was upon Him. That's why, too, He also told the disciples, wait in Jerusalem until you receive the gift that's been promised, the gift my Father's promised of the Holy Spirit. Wait till you receive it. Why? Because once you receive that gift, you've got the power you need. The power to destroy everything in your life that keeps you from being what God wants you to be. And also the power to destroy everything that would come across your path that is from the side of the enemy. God's given you that power that's in you. And you're engaged in a war. And when you understand that power is in you, then you also know that you can go up against anything and God will trump that through you. See, the Spirit of God works through God's people. The Spirit of God works through those that have been given over to Him. He works through those that are His. So instead of here's the trick. This is the trick that happens with the world. Here's what the world seeks to do. What the world seeks to do is says, okay, this guy right now, he's been awakened. He's been awakened. Right? Okay. And God's quickened him by His Spirit. And usually at the start, because a person's so on fire for God, the enemy just backs off for a little bit, because lets that guy get going and all of that, because, you know, he doesn't want to get tore up too much by him. But once that's gone on for a little bit, after a little while, then the enemy starts to try to test the guy and starts to try to woo him back, to bring him back, to get him over to his side. And in order to do that, he's got to seduce the person or oppress him. And then you read the parable of the sower and the seed and all the different types of things that took place with that seed that was sown on the different grounds. And you see the different places of what happened to that seed. But what God wants to do with you is he wants to raise you up. He wants you to be that good seed, the seed that was sown on good soil that produces an incredible harvest. 30, 60, 100 times what was sown. But how the enemy works is the enemy tries to wrap you back up in the world in one way, one shape, one form or another, to keep you from ever being what God made you to be. And so he'll try to wrap you up in the world, and part of the way that he tries to wrap you up in the world is using a host of different strategies, custom made for you. So, you know, that's why too, you know, seduction is a strong thing. Try to bring you in, but there's a bitter bite at the end of that. If the enemy can seduce you in, he will. If he can oppress you and get you to give up, he will. He'll do all those things, but the thing is, the one thing he doesn't want you to get is the fact that you have the greater power in you. He doesn't want you to understand that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. He doesn't want you to know that, because if you know that, if you live in that, you will then know how to dispatch and destroy every work of the devil that comes across your path, and every work of the devil that comes across the paths of those that you love and you care about. And any place that God would send you, you have the power, the grace of God, that will be sufficient for whatever that assignment is. You have it. It's been given to you. So, you know, rather than living in a particular way in this life and in this world where you just sort of fumbling around, rather, this is why you have to come under the lordship of Christ Jesus. Because when you're under his lordship, he can direct you. And when he directs you, you find out that what he's directing you to, because the body gets the same message from the head. The head had a mission while he was here in the earth, and we carry out and go forward in that same mission. So with what the head speaks to you, you understand that with what the head speaks to you, it'll be in line with his mission, his priorities, the things that are important unto him. See, God knows your frame too. This is the other side of it too. He knows things that you desire. He knows things that are important to you. He knows things that you long for in your heart. Those are there. He gave you desires. He gave you things to long for. That's okay. But also, those things have to be submitted to his lordship. And then you allow for, in that process, his way to be manifest in your life. Because a lot of times, the things that we think we would want are also traps of the enemy, and those things that would be traps of the enemy, if you were given over to those, they would ensnare you and probably kill you. So it is the grace of God that many times we don't get the things that we think we want. You know, a lot of times the things that we think we want, you don't know what they would end up doing to you, seriously. You know, I've got buddies that have had all kinds of different experiences in life, and certain people were wired to be able to handle certain things, and other ones were not. And some people were able to handle certain things, and God used them in certain circumstances, and other guys, if they had that same opportunity, it would have destroyed them. And therefore, it never came to them. Even though they may have wanted that. Even though they may have thought they wanted that. So this is where it comes down to the individual. See, God knows you. He knows your frame. He knows how you're made. So you don't have to worry about... Look, if your life really is about him, then you take the pressure off. Because it's up to him. And you're just going to walk through the doors that God puts in front of you. You're just going to do what he gives you to do that's in front of you. That's all you can do. That's all you know to do. And that's fine. That's fine. Honestly, it's fine. You don't need to grow it any more than that. See, one man plants, another man waters, and God causes it to grow. God is the one that takes it, makes it work, makes it move, makes it expand, makes it be what it's supposed to be. Not you, not me. Our role is just to be connected to the vine, allow Him to lead and guide us, allow Him to shape our existence, mold our entire being, direct our path, and let it be up to Him. And the only time you can do that is right now, in this moment. You can't be looking for something in the future. You can't be worried about your past. All the past doesn't exist. In the future, you don't know if you've got that. It's right now. So right now, point your entire being towards Him and be found in Him, and let Him lead and direct your life, and in all that you would do and be, and all the priorities that would be there for life, let Him be the one to guide you. Let Him be the one to direct that. See, Jesus, while He was in the earth, His earthly ministry, that 3.5 years that He was on the earth, He was destroying the works of the devil. He was about His Father's business. He was the fulfillment of what Daniel spoke of when he gave the vision and interpreted the vision to Nebuchadnezzar. What was He doing? Daniel was, when he spoke that vision and he told him what it was, the rock came, smashed the idol, smashed Babylon, and grew and filled the whole earth. And that's why throughout the ages of what the Babylonian system has been, all of it is destroyed. And it was windswept. There's nothing left. Nothing left. And you know, there is that part in the vision where it talked about how when it smashed it, it all collapsed into a heap. And I think we're even seeing part of that happening right now. Is all of the things from the past, all of the stuff, you know, from before, all of it is just being jumbled up and jumbled together even now. And, you know, because we're coming into a time of, while the darkness is increasing and those that are part of the darkness are doing what they're doing, at the same time, the light is also going forth, and the children of light are moving forward in what it is that God has put inside of them. So, you know, for you and for I, we don't have to worry. We just need to remain in Him and let His words remain in us. Follow the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, and study to show yourself approved. And what should you be studying and checking out? Well, study and check out what Jesus did while He was in the earth. Look at what His priorities were. Look at the words that He spoke. Look at the life that He lived. Look at the way that what He said was important while He was here in the earth. And allow that to lead and direct your thoughts, your priorities, your time here in life. And I don't really focus on time very much, because really we're timeless beings. But you are here for a window. So for the window that you're here, let His mind, His thoughts, His priorities be what it is that you live with, what you do, what becomes your focus, your desire. And that is a work of the Spirit of God. That's what God will do in you. God is going to do that in you. He's going to accomplish that in you. And as He does that, you can rest. And you'll also find your fulfillment in that. You know, you will find your fulfillment in the destruction of the works of the devil in and around you. Do you know that? As the works of the devil are destroyed around you, you will find joy and peace in that. Because the destruction of the works of the devil, that is also destroying that which is here to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. As you destroy, as the Spirit of God through you destroys the works of the devil, the things that are destroying other people's lives, that system that's at enmity with God, that is being destroyed. God is raising up life and light in and through you and into the lives of those around you. So this is why, too, God's people, we are designed to be on the attack. We are designed to be those that would that would go forward. Go forward in truth, go forward in righteousness, go forward in that which God has destined us to be, and nothing less. You know, you were destined to be an incredible warrior of the living God. And you were meant to live in that. So live in that. And be blessed. And know that God is in control. So anyways, these are just some thoughts God's got rolling around with us. We're just sharing them with you. We love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email. Say hi to us on our Facebook page. You can always just catch up with us. We appreciate it. Love you guys. Keep on keeping on. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.